feel love like coming to me. Show me what I need to see.
Welcome to the Small Victories Podcast. I'm your host, Pauline Victoria, an inspirational thought leader that offers transformational perspectives based on my unique experiences as a woman born without arms and legs. I feel like my life has been full of small victories that has led me to discover the greatness within. I believe that there is no summit upon which we reach our greatness. I believe it is a culmination of small victories achieved moment by moment when we turn toward the inward battle where we get to choose despair or hope, misery or miracles, defeat or victory. My goal is to awaken your potential, your purpose, and your power so that you can discover the greatness that lives within you. Think of this podcast as your weekly portion of tools, stories, and teachings that help you reflect on the small victories in your life. Thanks for tuning in and let's begin. Thanks for joining another episode of the Small Victories Podcast. I'm your host, Pauline Victoria. If you're an entrepreneur, you'll want to pay attention to this episode. Everything we do is an extension and expression of who we are and our business. We want to make sure that every post we make, every action we take is helping elevate our brand. One way we can do that is by utilizing promotional products. But not just any product like a pen or water bottle just gets tossed and overlooked. Here to talk with us is Swire Ho, founder of Garuda Promo, about how to be strategic about the promotional products we use to enhance our connection with our audience and our customers. Swire was born and raised in Hong Kong, but then immigrated to Los Angeles in 1996. He trained as a sound engineer, working at recording studios and entertainment agencies before starting his own firm, Hellman Production Inc., in 2003. Swire and his team successfully produce attractive personalized DVD and CD cases and custom merchandise like t-shirts, which earned him a SCORE award in 2009 for small business success. His business eventually grew so popular, he decided to sell Hellman Production in 2013 to focus exclusively on the promotional product industry. Swire, thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you so much, Pauline, for having me. And I love the introduction.
Thank you. You know, I mentioned this to you before, but I'm going to say it to the audience. We have never covered promotional products and how it can really relate to our business and elevate our connection with our customers. So I'm excited to get into this and learn from you, because I think you're going to offer some insight that perhaps a lot of entrepreneurs have overlooked themselves. So we're going to get started with learning a little bit about you. I know I talked about in your bio a little bit about where you came from and how you came to promote products for businesses, but I'd love to hear why you love doing it.
Well, no one will study at school and wanted to be in the promotional product business, right? So when we have Hellman Production, where we're doing CDs and DVDs, so musicians or film companies, so we ask, we're going on tours. Do you actually do t-shirts and hats that we could sell as merchandise at school? So we somehow stumble into the industry. And, you know, once we sold Hellman Production, I think this is a very interesting industry. The item might change with different clients that you work with, but then there are always going to be people who are proud of their achievement, proud of their logo, and wanted others to know. So I think promotional product is interesting, and I'm a very curious person. So I always love to learn what my clients are up to and how we're able to use promotional product to help them elevate their brand.
Yes. Just so people know, maybe can you just define promotional products so we're all on the same page?
It's actually very easy to understand. Promotional product, it's a generic or a retail product where you co-brand and put your logos on and you use that to achieve your goals. What I tell my client is, in the promotional product, I could either help you grow sales or retain your employees or thank your customer with a custom branded product. So these are different unique way and sector that we can do, and they can serve different purpose and to help achieve your goals.
Interesting. You know, a lot of the people that I work with one-on-one for coaching or I'm in the industry with were service-oriented. We're coaches, we're healers, we're experts in the industry who have digital courses. So when we're so focused on the services that we can offer, we don't think about the other side, which is the products and how to translate our services into products that are tangible, that someone could feel and touch in their hands. So for someone who's in the service industry, what difference can a promotional product, and if you can offer concrete examples of what that would look like or successes you've seen with past customers, what benefit does having a tangible product do for a service-oriented business?
That's a good question. And certainly it's one of my most popular questions when clients call, what type of items should I buy? You know, depending on what you are, what I would suggest before you start considering promotional product is to identify who your ideal clients are. You know, and obviously I don't really care what business or services that you're in. You're going to have competitors. And then you have to really be honest to yourself and answer the question, what am I different to other people who order the same services? How am I unique? And, you know, if you can able to tell me the answer to those questions, I'll be able to find within, because I have access to 10,000 different items. And you don't need to look at all 10,000 items. You just need the one that resonates with your ideal client. So, for example, if you are helping people to feel better in the wellness industry, so you might want to look at something that in the wellness industry, or maybe you are a mediator, you help people resolve their conflicts, or you are an attorney. So there are different things for that. So by answering the question, who are my ideal clients and how am I unique in my industry, that could actually narrow down your search to find the perfect promotional product.
Wow. So 10,000, I can't even get my brain around 10,000 options of products that I could use to help with my brand and my customer connection. So I know I mentioned earlier, like a pen or a water bottle, but what are some of the most unique products that you've seen customers use?
We work with an event planner who planned for Hollywood celebrity type parties. And I think it's always fun because their client always wants something that no one have done before. I want to be unique. I could spend any money just to be out there. I think one of the most interesting projects that I've done for them is they ordered 3 cups from us. You know, those are the party cup they put drinks or whatever beverages that they have on there. Forgot what color it is, but one cup means I'm available. You know, I'm available at the party. The other cup and a totally different color, I'm ticket. You know, so obviously that solved a lot of problem, right? If I'm taken, you know, stay away. If not, you'll get into conflict. And the third one is, it's complicated. So I think that's a perfect example that, you know, my client are able to see what their clients is looking for. So when you go to a celebrity party, you know, whatever happens in there, you have 3 colors, then you can actually see that person from when you walk in. Oh, this person is available. Oh, he or she is not available. And it's complicated. What does that mean? So I think that actually served a lot of engaging conversation. And then we were getting good feedback from the client because, you know, everyone is so into, and some of them actually changed cups during the meeting.
Wow, that is so cool. I love that. So it's like taking a typical product like a cup. So it's nothing, that's not about the product itself, but it's how you use the product to make it your own and communicate or help people engage with each other or not engage with each other at a party, depending on your intention for that. So like perhaps you're into a dating coach, like you're a relationship coach, right, and you want to throw a networking opportunity and you invite these people, this might be a good option for you. How fun would that be? Oh my gosh. Now my brain is just turning about like, what could I do? Okay. So that was something that you did as an example. I know I've received from programs I've taken, they'll send me a box, like a swag bag, but it's like a box because it's in the mail. And they'll put like a journal and a pen and like a bookmark. And I know you would have to talk to the customer themselves to find out what is their ideal client, what is the message they want to come across. But one of the things I like to do with my podcast is we could use me as an example. Mm-hmm. So okay, if I was to sign up for a Garuda promo and we were to meet for the first time, what's the process you would take me through?
I think the important point is, and I want to emphasize to all the listeners, is the experience that you can create. Because with the party planner, ultimately they pick the cup is because that's the experience that they want. Using you as an example, Pauline, you know, the notebooks and the pens are useful if you want your recipient to do something with that. Maybe you're creating a 2023 actionable item program, for example. Then those notebooks will mean more to them because you're using the product itself to create and generate that experience. Or maybe you are a dentist, you know, you provide something, they usually give you a toothbrush, right? You know, they will teach you how to brush your teeth. That create another experience. And then you remember your dentist and go to your checkup, you know, whenever that is necessary. So going back to what I've said before, if you know not what you want to buy, really, is what your client or your audience will go through in the daily life that you can help them with. Are there products or are there items out there that you could provide to them to enhance their experience? So I think by answering those key points and filling the blanks, and that's how you could go to the perfect item that you're looking for.
So if you were a fitness coach, perhaps like a resistance band with your logo name on it or something, that way every time they work out, they think of your company.
Mm-hmm. That's actually a good point, Pauline, because we are all journalists and we are all reviewers nowadays with our cell phone, right? So imagine it doesn't have to be expensive. Going back to the fitness trainer, maybe it's just a wristband. Maybe they sign up for a 30 days challenge, right? I know that in the beginning of the year, usually when most people sign up for the gym, what if you give everyone that train for you, come through you with a custom wristband that they could work out and encourage a challenge, you know, so everyone posts online so that actually you're using your current client with your promotional product and they're building your online social media strategies for you. So that's another part that we could reach onto. You could actually use that item to promote a call to action. Then with this item, kind of like, you know, what norms that we see during the holidays, people go to different places or they will carry a local newspaper when they go to France, for example, to take a picture. Can you actually use that experience to ask your client to promote it on behalf of you? So if you plan it and execute it nicely, it can actually be, you can combine a digital campaign with a physical item like a promotional product.
Oh, very, very cool. So hopefully if you're listening to this, this will get some juices flowing in your mind about how you can start using promotional products to enhance or reach out to your customer in a more physical way. It's getting my brain going really a lot. So we understand that you have to identify your ideal client. You have to identify perhaps the experience that you want them to have and how can you use promotional products to enhance that experience. As a business, I'm thinking, how much should I put aside? How much could I budget for a promotional product?
That's the magic question, right? Obviously, I'm in the business as much as you can. But what I would like to do is, you know, once you identify the ideal client, and let's say you have a certain budget, don't just be in the sick of giving people. Not everyone should have your pen. You know, what if you identify a group of prospects that you want to try to get into, or maybe you wanted to use the gifts as a thank you gift to strengthen your relationship with your current client? You might have a small list, but that's okay. You know, what if your current client, you could build a better relationship with them and they give you more business next year? What if by targeting a detail group that you're able to break into the head when it ultimately becomes the talk of the industry? So going back to really quick digital and promotional product strategy, you know, let's say you have budget for $500. It's a decent budget and it's obviously certainly not too much. And if you run a Google campaign, probably not last you about 2 weeks. What if you create a call to action, whatever that might be, maybe go to your website, maybe sign up for a program, or maybe just simply as sign up your newsletter. You create a post and utilize what you have within your social media strategy, and you buy one thing from me for $500. And what you're creating a sweepstakes, and then create your call to action. If you follow me, tag your friends, and if you share it wherever you want to go to your call to action, you get a chance to win this $500 item. you're not going to get it, but then you might. I can't tell you how many times I give up my email and my contact information just to win something that is $10. So I think that's something that people don't talk about, but using a clever promotional product, you can actually drive to the call to action that you want to try to promote digitally or physically in an event.
Oh my gosh, that's fascinating. Again, I never would have thought about that. It's amazing what people will give their email for. So Swire, the promotional products that you offer, let's go back to the example. If I were to contact Garuda Promo and say, hey, I'm interested in looking at some promotional products to thank my current customers, because we don't receive anything in the mail anymore except bills. Like really dread going to the mail unless I know I have an Amazon package coming. And so to receive something that is a gift that was unexpected from somebody that I supported and followed, that would be such a blessing. And in itself, just receiving something would make my heart shine. So if I wanted to do the same thing for my customers, what would be the process by which I would go through with your company?
Okay, I like the example. Would you mind if I asked you a couple more questions?
Yeah, no, please.
After the client receive the products from you, what would you hope to achieve? And what would you like them to do after they receive the gift?
That's a good question. I would probably just like them to feel like they're seen and heard, and I want them to engage more.
Would you like if you can actually get a referral from them, maybe someone who are going through similar situation, for them to contact that person or have that person to reach out to you for an engagement? Because obviously their friends have been your client, and then obviously they're satisfied with what you do. Would that be in line with the goals?
Yeah, that would be great.
That would actually be a perfect example, because I said that before, don't just give gifts for the sake of giving it. You know, define a goal that you want people to do. You know, using your example, so a client have been through your program and work with you, and they're happy with what you do. So you send them a gift to thank them, right? And then I would suggest, if you're doing that for client appreciation, do a follow-up call if you're tracking the package from UPS or from the postal service, that they receive it. And obviously when they receive your gift, then they will be really happy. You know, it's a surprise for them. And then they will probably willing to engage with you with a conversation. And at the end, thank you for working with me. By the way, do you happen to know a friend or colleague or people within your company that you think might benefit from my services? So that's actually a perfect chance. At least I'll get three names, or maybe have them do an introduction. So you're now giving gift with a purpose, because your goal, if in this example, will be to ask for more referrals.
You could add like a little thank you note. Just wanted to show you a gift of appreciation. And if there's anyone that I could help also with the services that I provided you, please let me know. DM me and send me those names. Or
I will actually call them, because, you know, when you send them a personal gifts, if available, some, you know, if you're a realtor who have like thousands of clients, it's a little bit tricky. But then if it's manageable, if you can really do it, I would suggest to follow up with a personal phone call, you know, because they have your gifts. They will spend more time on the phone with you than if you just call them out of the blue, because they're probably happy and surprised sometimes when you receive the gifts. And do talk them over to it. And so you actually plan to execute that. You know, so maybe if you're a service professional, when they finish the course or the program with you, send them the gifts. And then within 7 days, or if when you know the gift has arrived, give them a follow-up call and then go through your routine and make sure that it is really happy and satisfied that they are. And once you know that they're satisfied and happy, and then you ask them for the referrals. So it's the perfect time actually to do that.
Oh my gosh. So see, like even in this little short few minutes that we're together going through this process, that has already given me amazing ideas of campaigns that I could run. So I can imagine, as someone calls you and signs up for your promotional products, but also you're essentially providing a service to businesses, talking things through and really kind of getting a more in-depth, holistic view of where they are and where they want to go, which is so different from other companies that you can find online and just order a t-shirt, right?
Yeah, thank you for saying that, because certainly we do have competitors, and actually lots of them. If you Google search words promotional product, hundreds, if not thousands of companies. So how do we unique, you know, we ask the certain questions that brings out the end goals. Like no one needs product with the name on it. It's because they want to use this product branded to achieve a certain goal. So without me asking your example, Pauline, so many questions, I don't know why you're getting the item that you want. Maybe you just come to me, I want some notebook swire. Can you do that? Obviously the answer is yes, but without asking you all those questions, I don't know what the purpose and what are you trying to achieve. And if it is getting more referral is your goal, then we can really filter it down and then ask you more follow-up questions to see what kind of notebooks do they want? How are they going to use these notebooks or whatever the item will be? So for people who are willing to go down the questionnaire, you could really pick out the perfect item. You know, that's what people want anyway when they call me.
Yeah. I mean, if you're going to go through spending money and time of ordering products, you might as well do it right and get something that the customer will really appreciate and think about when they see it and they think about you. Now, I have a question. Are all your products, promotional products, tangible, like physical, or do you have promotional products that are also digital?
It's interesting. I think our industry is certainly changing. I'm seeing now there are people creating promotional product in the crypto world, in the digital way. So you could combine a physical to a digital form. The industry is changing. I'm watching it closely. So I think, you know, the product are changing every single day. But I think the idea is still the same. What are your goals? What are you trying to achieve? And then let me worry about what's on the back end that has available that could help you achieve the goals.
Oh my gosh. Very, very cool. Swire, thank you so much for giving me insight into this world. I'd never thought about it before. I mean, I've received things, but obviously they didn't go through Garuda promo because I was like, I got another journal, but so it didn't necessarily do its job of wanting to engage me as their customer. And so I feel with your company, you're able to really get personal with the people that you're working with so that they can really reach their goals. And I really appreciate that. In the short time that we've been speaking, I feel like my brain is turning and I'm like, it's getting on a consultation call after this. So if you're listening to this right now, I would really encourage you to look up Garuda Promo. All the information to reach Swire and learn more about his company is going to be in the show notes. So if there's anything that you want to maybe explore for yourself, maybe you don't know what it is, but you know that there's something that could be used to enhance your customer's experience with you and your brand, let Swire know and grab his contact information from the show notes. Swire, are there any final words that you want to share with our audience before I let you go?
Thank you, Pauline. If you really are considering doing promotional product, do you spend a little time to define who your ideal clients? And then especially before you identify what your call to action is, don't start a promotional product. Don't just buy things with your logo on it, because it's not about what you want to buy. It's what your target audience or the recipient wants to receive and how you can make and enhance that experience for them.
Thank you so much. Here are these episodes' takeaways. Promotional products aren't just gifts that you give for the sake of giving them. Rather, they are tokens provided with a purpose in mind for your audience to engage and help you in achieving your business goals. It's not about the product. It's about the experience you want to create for your clients and audience. Don't think about what you want to buy. Think about what the recipient would like to receive to enhance their experience. At the end of the day, you are in business to serve your clients. It's not about you. It's about them. We are in business to serve our clients, our customers. It's not about us. It's about them. And everything that we do in our business can help them in some way. You never know by getting them a mouse pad, because they're an entrepreneur and you're a coach for entrepreneurs. And every time they look at that mouse pad, they get this burst of joy because what the mouse pad says and what it represents, or a pen. I know they sound like simple products, but it's how you use those products and transform such a simple object into something that can be a reminder or a practical, useful tool for somebody that will make them think about you, that will help them bring them back to their goals, which I think a lot of us are in business for, is to help other people achieve their goals, whether it be weight loss or successful businesses or healing traumatic events in their past, whatever it is. Your goal as a business is to serve them so that they can achieve their goals. And you have the opportunity to help them achieve their goals, not just through your services, but also through promotional products. And when we can be integrated into every part of their life as a business, then we're victorious as a business and as a servant leader. Thanks for tuning in to another Small Victories podcast. And until we meet again, be blessed.
Angel of light, come into me. Show me what I need to see. You are my path, way into the night. Lead me from shadows to light. You smile. Prevail, and your hands my sweet.